to happen. In fact, Jesus said that you could speak to a mountain.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Yep, we're looking to dig out some treasures out of the Lord's people, out of his treasured possessions.
Amen.
We're his possession, but we also possess treasures that he's placed in us. So welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and thanks for joining us this morning. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Deanne Diaz.
Good morning.
Morning. And so happy that both you guys are here. Both you ladies.
We are very happy to be here.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, we know that the Lord has something to say.
Amen.
And so we just commit the program to him. We just know that the Holy Spirit is the one who brings it all together. We don't have plans. We don't write out scripts or anything ahead of time. And I guess maybe people that have been listening for a while maybe figured that out. But, I did have somebody one time saying, wow, you guys just like really, you know, put it all together. And I was like, well, no, we didn't.
No, not at all.
We each just brought our own thing.
Not at all.
That's the beauty of the Lord, that each of us has something different to contribute. And in the body of Christ, you know, he's the head, and each of us has a function, and we have ideas about things, we perceive things, he reveals different things to each one of us. But he sees the whole picture. You know, we just see our little part. So as long as we do our part, then Jesus will be glorified. So I have a couple of ideas that I had. So I'm just going to have to go with what I was reading. So yesterday I was in Psalm 103, which is truthfully one of my favorite psalms. And, you know, if we read everything from the first verse, praise the Lord, that's the very first thing. The Lord had been talking to me about praise and, you know, lifting praise to him. And a lot of times we don't feel like praising. You know, we want to cower in the corner and lick our wounds. Mm-hmm. When the Lord's, you know, he's the one that created praise. So when we praise him, our focus is not on ourselves anymore. When we focus on ourselves, then we get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So when we lift up praise to him, you know, the word says he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
But I'm just going to read as much as I can of Psalm 103 to see how the Lord's going to lead this. So it says, and I'm reading from the NIV, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And I mean, this, you know, this is powerful. Speaking of God's love and compassion.
That's right.
And it encompasses all of his love and compassion. And sometimes we forget that God is full of love and compassionate towards all he has made. He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. He has a plan and a purpose for mankind in the earth. And, you know, just things look a little crazy right now, and we don't want to forget that God is still working out his plan, working out his purposes. And if you feel discombobulated and, you know, all over the place, just remember that God is still going to work out his plans, and his love and compassion does not fail. And that he, in verse 10, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. Sometimes, you know, we feel like we're just waiting for the hammer to come down or for the other shoe to drop. But I just submit that our thinking needs to change, and our focus needs to be on the Lord. As much as you can turn your attention to him and look to what he's doing. That we were watching something on the news the other day, and my husband, you know, he said something about, well, you know, those people and this and that. And I said, you know what? What we see, what we're seeing in the earth manifesting, it's already there and done. We need to look at the unseen realm. We need to look at what is yet to come, because it's like the news. We don't get news. News is like, they're already reporting on something that happened, so you already know about it. But we want to know what God is doing. And that's of right. course, in his word, he reveals to us his plans and purposes. So we want to align ourselves with him and with his plans and purposes. And if you don't know what they are, then just get together with him and spend some time with him and find out what he is doing. You know, if each one of us would just the stay in your lane kind of thing, if you would turn your attention to him and make sure that you are correctly aligned with him, then you know, you're going to be able to see all the great and wonderful things that he's doing. And you know, sometimes we forget what he's done. I was just, that song we've played here on the station, Counting My Blessings, you know, and then looking at all he has done. You know, and all throughout scripture, you know, there's reference to what he did with Moses and the Red Sea and how he brought the Israelites out and on with all these great things that he did. And he's still doing those things today. And so I also was reading Isaiah 63, verse 7 through 18, and that's Isaiah's prayer. So I'm just going to read it because I felt like the Lord was really speaking about this, speaking of all the good things the Lord does. And so I found this on, you know, online with the Bible app that has a lot of different versions that I was not aware of. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm reading this out of the Easy Version. And so let's see how the Lord has it here. So again, that's Isaiah 63, verse 7. So Isaiah says, I will speak about all the good things the Lord does because he loves his people. We should praise him for everything that he does for us. He's done many good things for us, Israel's family. He helps us because he loves us very much, and he's very kind. The Lord said, surely they are my own people. As my children, they will not turn against me. So he became their savior. When his people suffered, he also had pain. He sent his own angel to go and save them. Because he loved them and he was kind to them, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and he carried them through all the years long ago. But they turned against him. They made his Holy Spirit angry. So he then became their enemy, and he fought against them. Then they remembered past years when Moses led their ancestors out of Egypt. They said, where is the Lord now when we need him? He brought his people safely through the sea with Moses as their leader. He caused his Holy Spirit to work among them. He caused his power to be with Moses. As Moses raised his arm over the sea, he caused the waters to become separate so that his people could go across. Mm. In that way, he caused his name always to be famous. He led them through the deep water of the sea. They ran across like horses on open ground, and they did not fall. The Lord's Spirit led them to a place of rest, like cows that go down to a quiet valley. Yes, yes, Lord, you were your people's guide. In that way, you made your name great. So now, do something to help us. Look down from your beautiful, holy home in heaven. Use your power to show that we are your special people. Have you forgotten how to be kind to us? Remember that you are our Father. Maybe our ancestor Abraham does not recognize us. Even Israel himself may not recognize us. But you, Lord, are our Father. Since times long ago, your name has been our Redeemer. Lord, why do you cause us to turn away from your ways? You make our minds become hard so that we do not obey you. Please come back to help us, because we are your servants. We are the tribes that you have chosen for yourself. For only a short time, the holy place belonged to us, your special people. Then our enemies knocked down your temple. It seems that we have not belonged to you for a long time. You no longer rule over us or take care of us. Wow. So that's the end of that chapter. Anyway.
Wow.
Let me go on. Because in chapter 64, please, Lord, break open the skies and come down to help us. That would make the mountains shake. You would come like a fire that burns up wood and causes the water to boil. The nations would shake with fear. Your enemies would know why your name is so great. In the past, you did great things, and they surprised us. You came down, and the mountains shook with fear. from the beginning, nobody has heard of any God like you. You come to help those people who trust in you. Nobody has ever seen or heard of a God like you. You're people who are happy when they do what is right. People like that obey your commands. But we continued to do wrong things, even when you were angry with us. We had done bad things for a long time. So will you ever come to save us? Our sins have made us all like unclean people who cannot worship you. Even the good things that we try to do are like dirty bits of cloth. Our sins will blow us all away as the wind blows away dead leaves. Nobody prays in your name or calls out to you to help them. It seems that you have turned away from us. You have left us for our sins to rule us. But Lord, you are still our Father. We are like clay that you have used. You are like the potter who has made us into pots. You made us all with your own hands. Lord, please do not be too angry with us. Do not hold our sins in your mind forever. Do not forget us. We are your people, all of us. I think I'm just going to stop there because, I mean, it just goes on and on. You know, I don't think you want to hear me reading the whole next chapter of Isaiah. But, you know, read for yourself. And what I see is just this back and forth. You know, we follow him, we pay attention to him, and then we turn away, and then we go back, and then we, you know, last week was talking about toggling back and forth. And I just feel like the Lord is, he's pulling us forward to get us out of that toggling between the flesh and the spirit. And it's, you know, the by praise, by surrendering, that continual surrender. You know, if you're desperate for something, you're going to spend all your time, all your waking hours thinking about it.
Yes.
When you're desperate, you don't care what you look like. You don't care any of that. You want what you want. And I don't know about you, but I want to see the Lord in my own life, and I want to see him glorified. You know, we see, you know, we do, we're around people, you know, where God is working and stuff. But I mean, I want to see, like, on a massive scale, you know, the results of how many years of prayers through intercessors, through prophets, through apostles, you know, all since the beginning of the church. You know, when the Lord poured out his spirit, you know, there's people just like us. I mean, just think about, we're sitting here talking, that people were doing that in the early church. They're just talking about God's goodness and his grace and all the wonderful things that he's done. And then, so through the ages, you know, prayer upon prayer upon prayer, you know, we want to see great and mighty things.
Amen.
You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, all the heroes of the faith, you know, they, even though they never saw it, they believed and they kept contending and moving forward. So in our day, we want to see God do great and mighty things. And so we got to get over ourselves and, you know, just get on board with him and let him just bring us forward. You know, the word says, great is his mercy towards those who fear him. You know, when we have the fear of the Lord, we have no argument. We have no argument left. Lord, you're the one in charge of all of it. My life, my home, my family, my job, everything about me, Lord, is in your hands. And you're the one who orchestrates everything in each one of our lives. And I just, you know, I'm willing to lay it down, all of it, to continually be in his presence, to continually seek his will. And you know, stay within the boundaries of where I'm at currently, whatever season it is. You know, you can look back, and I was counting my blessings, you know, looking back to when I received the Lord and all that has transpired over all these years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did backslide for a time, but I've been completely surrendered and focused, and, you know, as many of us have, you know, and then, you know, you get periods of time when you drift away and you come back and you're, but I really want to be like, you know, locked in. Mm-hmm. Don't you have a sense of needing to be locked in now, because there's so much happening and all the signs are there, you know, for the Lord's return. And there's just a real urgency, but we know he's coming back for bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And I still have some freckles, so I know he's not coming right now. Anyway, so I yield to you.
Well, Deanne, do you want to?
Well, just so many things you said here. Oh my gosh, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I'm
well, you remember a couple weeks ago when I was traveling down south, I saw the truck advance.
Yeah.
And the next truck was forward.
Hmm.
And the next truck was freedom. And that's exactly where the Lord is wanting to take us.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate goal is freedom. You know, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And when we know the truth makes us free. So where is the truth? In the Word. In the Word. The Lord had me speak to someone this week and say, your spirit, because I've been praying and interceding for this person, and, you know, we pray in tongues and pray. It's like, what else do I pray? Holy Spirit, help me pray. And the Lord just dropped in my spirit to tell this person, your spirit is malnourished.
Mm. Wow.
And it's because you pray, you pray, and people can say, I believe. But number one, Karen, you're talking about if we're not worshiping him, mm-hmm. praising him, which invites in his presence, and only in his presence can we be intimate with him, can we truly get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worshiping him, and then it's getting in the Word. So I was telling this person, your spirit is malnourished. You need to not just pray. You need to worship.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in the Word. The Word is the truth. The Word gives life and life more abundantly. The Word became flesh. We know Jesus Christ. You know, the Word is wisdom. The Word is holy. The Word doesn't change. The Word is what empowers us. You know, I was reading in 2 Corinthians 3, 4, 5 this week. And at the end of 2 Corinthians 4, it's saying, we have the same spirit of faith as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. So we also believe and therefore speak. For this reason, we do not lose heart. Okay, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. But it speak that hit my heart that I believed and therefore I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we speaking?
Right.
What is coming out of our mouth? Are we speaking the living, active, powerful Word of God? His Word that he watches over to perform, that he brings to pass? Is he hearing that? So it will invite him in.
Mm-hmm.
Are we worshiping and praising? So it will invite him in. You know, there was a minister who was saying, believing is not enough. Even mm-hmm. the devil believes. We have to follow. Jesus says, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, abide in me. And he says, obey. If you love me, you'll obey my commands. So you're reading all this beautiful Word, Karen. It's just jumping off the pages and into the hearts of the listeners, because that's what the Word does.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the Word does. And this morning I got in my spirit as I was seeking, I'll say this and I'll let you, Nanette, you know, we know the battles, there's so many battles raging, and we know the battles belong to the Lord. the battles do not belong to us. Even as David, you said, remembering David, when he went out to face Goliath, he knew, he said, I come against you in the name of the Lord God mm-hmm. Almighty, the God of Israel. But he remembered his past victories. He remembered the lion. He took the lion. He took the bear. He remembered the victories the Lord gave him, and we must do that. And then we know that God's fighting those battles. But what was I going to say? So the Lord, I dropped in my spirit this morning, it's all going to come out in the wash. Because my husband had the news on the TV, and just all the stuff we're here. He said, it's all going to come out in the wash. And I'm like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. It's like it goes through the washing machine, and guess what? All that dirty stuff gets washed away. So
amen.
Everything going on, it's all going to get washed. Mm-hmm. It's all going to come out in the wash. And then in chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, so he was saying, so wash, we are washed by the water of the word and the living water. Jesus said, drink from this water, you'll never thirst again. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's his living water. It's the water of his word that he is watching and prospering and performing right now mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus. So we don't have to focus on that.
Right.
We just need, like you said, we need to praise him, put on that garment of praise, have that oil of joy, have that song in our heart, and then the meditation of the Lord in our heart and song on our lips. As we're doing that, he inhabits and lives and mm-hmm. dwells in the praises of his people, and is in his presence is what? Fullness of joy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. We are free. We're free to be who he called us to be. We're free to minister the gospel. Mm-hmm. We're free to speak the truth in love. We don't judge. We show grace. Let our words always, let grace abound always. Mm-hmm. Through, you know, let your words give grace to the hearer. And as we're doing the work of ministry of Jesus Christ, that's later. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, because we've been reconciled and we're to reconcile others.
Amen.
We can't do that if we're focused and distracted with everything else. We got to stay in that place of mm-hmm. praise and worship. Yes.
Amen. I think that we should go to the break, because Nanette has a very amazing
yes
story to tell us. And let's go to the break so we can... Unless you could share a little and keep him in suspense. No.
We'll be back. Get a break.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Greetings.
Greetings, family. This is Jonathan McLean, the general manager at WCNO. WCNO Christian Radio at 89.9 is on the air because of our listeners' faithful financial support. March the 31st through April the 11th will be our spring fundraising season. I want to thank each of our partners in advance for your continued support and ask that you please return the pledge forms you receive as soon as possible. If you did not receive a pledge form, you may not be on our mailing list. Please call 772-221-1100 for more information. Uplifting, encouraging, and life-changing, this is your Good News Station, 89.9.
Okay, we are back, and thank you again for joining us for Hidden Places. And, you know, I was just telling Nanette and Deanne a few minutes ago that when I was in the Bahamas, I heard them, the expression is to big him up, you know, to make God great. You got to big him up. And that's what the Lord wants. I just have that sense. He wants praise, he wants adoration, and he loves to hear us talking about him and talking about all the good things that he has done for us. And, you know, we don't want to miss out on anything that he has for us. And we just look forward to him moving greatly and mightily and powerfully. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
it's like we want to sit, not sit and observe, but, you know, like we look at fireworks on 4th of July. You know, I just see that God's going to, you know, make himself known to the nations, known to us and to the nations. And so it's, I'd rather see what God's doing than what the enemy's doing. What the enemy's doing is already manifested. So,
oh yeah,
we already see it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Nanette, you had an amazing thing to share.
Yeah, that's what exactly I want to do. I want to make his name great this morning. You know, this morning I woke up with such praise in my heart, and so it is not by chance. And I just want to glorify our God and share the things that he's doing, because the people's cries is reaching his ear. It's totally reaching his ear, guys. All of you who have had this time of mourning, some way, somehow, have had losses and just some hard things, your cries are reaching his ears. But the one thing that I believe we need to shift our focus on is exactly what my sisters here on the radio is sharing, is our praise to him. Our praise belongs to him. And so I just want to enter in with Psalm 100. And it says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. And this is why we want to give him praise, so that it can trickle into the next generation. Mm-hmm. So the next generation gets a really, really good picture of the infamous God that we serve. And so this month has been an incredible month with ups and downs, losses and wins, okay? Victories and defeats, guys. But I'm here to testify that God is good. That he's still in the miracle work. He's still in the miracles. We can believe in miracles, and we have to shift our focus in those miracles. We have to shift our focus on what he's doing in our midst, in our families, within our workplaces. I mean, pay attention. Shift your eyes on what he's doing. Wake up in the morning, say, God, what are you doing? I want to see. I want to see. I want to see how you're moving and what you're doing, not only for me, but for those around us. So testimony, testimony. I want to testify about God's mercy and his miracle working power. And the first thing, okay, so within 30 days, I tell you what, we've had family losses, okay, people who went to be with the Lord. But there's two things that I want to point out, two incidences, just to, again, glorify God. The first one was, you know, my grandmother lost her brother, but it was wonderful because in the midst of it, we enter a room where there was strife among the family, and there was dissension, and there was... cruelty and unforgiveness, I mean, you name it. And when those things are there, we can't possibly see that God is there, right? But he was. And so our thinking has to change, guys. I'm just saying, our perspective and what we think and how we want things to play out, guys, I'm telling you, he's just making me honestly look foolish more and more. You know, like, because he's like, you think you know, daughter, but you have no idea. Okay. And so I'm in the midst of this. I'm in the room and I'm going pretty fast because I just want to share all these testimonies. So I'm in the room and my grandmother sees her brother. And, you know, when you see someone like that, you know, when you see someone just losing touch with his physical self, when you're experiencing death before you, it's just not a good feeling. Okay, we know as believers that you know what we're looking forward to, right? And just our faith, right? Where our faith is rooted in. And but in the midst of that, we're still kind of going through that grieving, that, oh my goodness, I'm not going to see this person for a while, you know, whatever. And so my grandmother's brother, they said that he lost his kind of his mind. He didn't recall or remember her. So he didn't remember any of us. He didn't know really where he was. He was babbling on. And so anyway, so half of the family leaves and it's just my mother, myself, my grandfather, my grandmother, and my aunt and my grandmother's brother. And it's like all of a sudden, okay, guys, you know when the Spirit of the Lord comes in. You just know. All of a sudden, I felt the presence of God, and it was like an open heaven. And I'm just going to describe it the way it was, and it was like, whew, like it fell on us. And all of a sudden, he looked at my mom. He said, Diana, you're a woman of faith. And I was like, what? So I stood. I said, God, you're in our midst. What are you going to do? And all of a sudden, he starts praising God. And he starts singing, holy, holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy, holy is your name, O Lord. And he starts praising God. He starts singing. Guys, listen. He didn't have memory. Like, he didn't recognize us. My grandmother was devastated. And all of a sudden, this comes out of him. Wow. Okay? And then he says, do you see it? Do you see it? And he says, there's an angel in our midst.
Wow.
And he goes on to praise. He can't even speak. He's just praising his God. And I'm thinking, he's going to go. This is how he's going to enter in. This is how he's going to meet his Jesus, our Jesus. And he's just praising God. I mean, we're in tears. I go in the spirit. I mean, I have nothing. I go in the spirit. There's weeping. There's rejoicing. And he's gathering my grandmother and my grandfather. He recognizes them. He says, Reaching. He says, Joe, he says, come here. And he begins to hold their hands and he says, I'm going to bless you. He started saying, I'm going to bless you. Listen, it was just such a demonstration of our God, the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. is in our midst. He is the same God. He's doing what he wants to do and how he does it. Now, mind you, if we look with our physical eyes, we would have said, oh, he was, you know, a mean man. He was this. He was that. Bah, bah, bah. You know, have our own opinions about. Well, again, when his mercy is displayed and his mercy falls upon whoever he wants, and he, when he wants to break, listen, we have no idea what's in a person's heart. We have no idea. So when this man lifted up a praise like that and say, holy, holy, holy are you, I knew God Almighty was at our midst, and this is what pleased him. And because he was willing to do that, I can't imagine what God did for him and what God did in the midst and in our family and in the generations of our family. And so that's one big praise. Okay, guys. The second praise is my husband's brother, Gabriel. He's a police officer in Colorado. Make a long story short, we received a call that he had been shot and two other fellow police officers in Colorado Springs. I believe it was in Pueblo. All we heard was he was shot in the face. And so my husband immediately said, I'm getting the tickets. I'm going to go. God made a way. He went ahead and they, you know, he took his sisters. They booked the tickets. They had favor. They were able to receive a flight within a couple of hours. He came home again. Okay. So the peace of God was evident. Guys, the peace of God was evident in our life. And listen, I'm not boasting about us. Hear me. I'm not boasting of what we have. I'm not boasting of any of it. I am boasting in our God. He was the one that gave us a peace. I never saw my husband operate in such a peace. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came home as calm as can be. And if anyone knows who's listening, my husband, he's like a go-getter. Go, 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 go. He's constantly moving to the next. And he was in this perfect peace. Mm-hmm. So I knew God's peace was keeping him. He came home. We helped him pack. We got him to his flight. Him and his sisters got there. Everything went smoothly. They got to see him in the midst of him going, you know, on the plane. His brother goes into surgery. Guys, all three police officers live. They all got shot with a rifle. Okay. Gabriel got shot in the face by a rifle. Okay, the gunshot went through the back of his neck, his head, and went out from his right cheek. The bullet did not remain in that, in his head. Can you imagine, you know, what would have taken place? Or if the bullet would have moved a little lower, bone, or a little higher, brain. Guys, you know, I don't know the medical kind of, I'm just trying to give you a picture here, okay? The other officers, same thing, you know, one had a femur, you know, had to have surgery, the leg, you know, put metal plates and everything. The other guy who got shot in the head also had some metal and work done. But Gabriel only had like tissue and some nerve damage. Guys, when we were praying, it was like the Lord put us in that position of peace. And like Deanne was saying, it was not believing. It was just knowing what our God could do.
Yes.
And we tapped into that and we said, he can live.
Amen.
And he will live and testify.
Yes.
Of your goodness and your mercy over his life. And so we stood in that. We were at peace. He had him live. He had all three officers live.
Praise God.
Okay. And he's in good spirits. It's like he you could just tell how excited he was to be alive. How many of us have stopped being excited about living day to day? How many of us? Can you get excited again about being alive in this hour, no matter what? Being open and aware of what God is really doing in our midst. Mm. He's alive because, like the scripture says, because of his unfailing love, yes. because of his mercy, he's alive. And those two other police officers. It could have been another story. Would we have still praised him? Absolutely. Listen, I've praised him even through losses. I can testify from a real raw place, and I'm sure my sisters and everyone who's even listening in, we have given God praise in our most worst and hardest moments. We have given God praise even when we were defeated. We have given God praise mm-hmm. even in our losses. But today, we give him praise for the victory that has been seen and demonstrated. Our God is still in the miracle working business. Our God is yes. alive and is a well and it's active. Our God is performing. Speak the word, like Deanne said, speak it. It will not come back void. So we're praising him this morning because he's the famous one. He's the famous one. Amen. And he's worthy of our praise, guys. He's worthy of our praise. Give him praise this morning. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, wow. Amen. Amen. You know, we have to stop thinking we're all that.
Yes.
Because we're nothing without yes. him. Oh, my. I was praying. There's a situation going on. And, you know, in our humanity, it was like, okay, Holy Spirit, give me the words when I open my mouth. Help me say the right things to this person to help them and minister unto them, you know. And then the Holy Spirit just said, no, you're not going to say anything. Speak the word. Speak the word. You know what? God doesn't need us to do anything mm-hmm. but look to him. So I got my anointing oil and I anointed and I started speaking the word. And it's like, we're not mini Holy Spirit. We're not junior Holy Spirit. We have to really believe that it's not by might. It's not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God who hovered over the earth and brought forth everything that God spoke for 6 days when he was creating. That's the same Spirit that lives in us, that is available for us. And I was testifying to Karen this week, as I'm, you know, praying and seeking and through troubles, and I want to read this one part. The Bible says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And are always carrying around the body and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the life in us. He is the hope of glory, Christ in us.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Is our living hope.
Amen.
We must look to him. And as I'm seeking him, he's telling me, this song came on the radio, the hymn of the Spirit, the hymn of the Holy Spirit. It was all about seeking the Spirit, hearing the Spirit. Then I was thinking of a song the night before, and the song, the next thing that came on after the hymn of the Spirit was, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. And it's like I hadn't heard that song in so long. He's telling us we must be in the Spirit.
Yes.
Trust God to move and do what he only can do by
That's
his
right.
Spirit. And Annette, it's the power of the prayers. It's the power
That's right.
of the prayers
That's right.
that need to go forth in the name of Jesus. Someone
right.
sent me this from a minister of the gospel. And he wrote this and posted it, and he said that he would not go anywhere without it being bathed in prayer first. This is what he says. Intercessors are the most important people in spreading the gospel, because unless an area is soaked with prayer, all the preaching will fall on hard ground. Intercessors are so tremendously important that I will not step into a pulpit anywhere without knowing that I have intercessors in the background praying. Hallelujah. Let me say, we are all intercessors for our families. And I know
yes.
Gabriel's wife, his family, I'm sure relatives. You know what? We pray and cover our families every morning, every mm-hmm. night. We must cover and bathe in
yes.
prayer, so that the strategies, assaults, and assignments of darkness will not prosper,
mm-hmm.
will not cut our life short. We will go nowhere until the Lord calls us home.
Mm-hmm.
So all praise be to God.
Yeah, that just takes me back to this dream that I had a bit ago. But you know, I'm being reminded of it, and it's a dream that I believe it shows the picture of the intercessor. And in this dream, of course, I was fighting. It seemed like the enemy, right? And it was this army. And they had uniform and everything, and they were shooting. I mean, they were shooting at me and a couple of us. And it was interesting because in the dream, I had the boots, hear me, the boots, right, that are part of our armor. And I had like this long trench coat that I was able to see. So I also was aware that I was wearing a uniform. And we know what that uniform is, the armor of God, right? But I had no rifle. I had no machine gun or whatever you call it. I had none of that. But I could hear myself say the word, and it was like, it was sounding like bullets. Right? And I'm like making a run for it, and I'm diving and everything. But as the enemy was shooting right back at me, it was like, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Matrix. It was like things would slow down, and I would see the bullet coming out from the gun, you know, the machine gun or a rifle, and I would see it in slow motion, and I was able to remove myself from that bullet that was being aimed towards me. And I think that gives a beautiful, powerful revelation of us as intercessors, that when we pray and we pray align with the Father's heart and His word, it shoots out like bullets, okay, to defeat the enemy.
Yes.
Okay, and at the same time, He gives us the word to be able to remove ourselves from the enemy's blows. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. There's just such power in prayer. I do praise God that we have this opportunity to partner with Him in prayer. But man, God is God. And with or without our prayers, He is showing out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He is showing out.
Whew. Hallelujah. Well, you know, it just came to me, you know, in Dutch Sheets' book about the intercessors. I remember he used the Greek word paga, which is hitting the target.
Wow.
You know, our prayers, when our prayers are,
yes,
you know, through the word and by the Spirit, they go straight and hit the target.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And even as you were sharing, I was in Psalm 115:16, says, the highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth He has given to man.
Mm.
Even though He's still in control of all of it.
That's right.
You know, He gives us the authority in the earth. So our prayers, how our prayers are directed, He does hear our prayers.
Amen.
He hears all of them, and He responds. And I think to a greater degree, He's just trying to get us to, when we're in agreement with Him, then we can pray His word. We can direct His word to that situation. And I feel like there's a tightening up, maybe for us as intercessors. You know, he's bringing it in tighter, so there's a more efficient, more effective, and, you know, we're not wasting time.
That's like, right.
We're on the offense, and we're going to be able to advance faster. You know, a lot of times you're pushing, you're pressing, you're trying to, you know, get a breakthrough or something. But then once you have broken through, that's when the work begins.
Yeah.
When you got to follow the Lord,
that's,
you
right,
know, because it's going to be in a place you haven't been yet. And so you have to listen to Him and target, you know, where He's targeting so that you can direct things, direct your prayers in that way.
Hmm.
But there's a lot going on. Like you're saying, Nanette, we need to be expecting and seeing and looking at all the things that He's doing, and you know, just be part of it. I don't, to me, I feel like, you know, it's like we're just going to jump in because it ain't about me anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's about what He's doing. So we're just willing participants.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. It's like, Lord, you know, let me be your vessel. Make me a vessel. The song, Make Me a Vessel.
Yeah.
You know, just we are his sanctuary. You know, make me a sanctuary. There's a gentleman I encountered. The Lord had given me a word in the morning time a couple weeks ago. And when I went to around my office, it was a divine appointment with someone that was in desperation. Mm-hmm. And as I started sharing with this person, you know, some of my testimony, and it's a vendor that we do business with, and we're always a little careful what we share and everything because you do business together. But I just felt total release by the Lord. And I shared some things, and then he said something, you know, well, since my divorce a year ago, I haven't been to church. I haven't been back to church. But I feel like so stressed, and we had been sick, and he's like, I feel like this thing in my arm. Who knows if he was going to have a heart attack? I don't know what was going to happen. But the Lord told me, share the word that I gave you this morning. Mm. And I'm like, oh, Lord, he's going to think I'm crazy. Oh, the Lord told me this. Listen to what the Lord told me. But I read it, and he said, where did you get that from? What book? And I said, no, that was by the Holy Spirit. He told me to write it down. And I'm telling you, I thank God that day. I said, Lord, I don't know. You ministered unto him whatever he needed to hear. And if this is what it took to save his life from having a heart attack, from the stresses he's going through. Mm. May I read it real quick, Karen? It's on three quick pages. The Lord says, do not worry. Do not stress, for this is a new season to enter into my rest. It is my promise to the people of God. Have faith to enter in so as not to be in sin. Disobedience is not following and trusting in my holy instruction. Silence your soul. Take all thoughts captive. Set your mind on me to receive my perfect peace. These are trying, tumultuous times you are living in. And I looked up that word tumultuous. It means stormy, troubled, turbulent, confusing, uncertainty. That describes our world. Mm. Tumultuous times you are living in. You cannot lean on your understanding, vision, or wisdom. For you to live, prosper, and be a minister of the gospel, you must be in me and hidden under the shadow of my wing. You are a vessel, a conduit for my kingdom. Through you, I will bring great manifestation of my spirit, my power, my goodness, and glory. Be clean, be pure, be free and available for the daily assignments and opportunities I bring to you. If you are not focused, filled, and in tune with the frequency of heaven, you are a missing member of Christ's body and mission. Fight to enter in. Have faith that comes from your inner man. You are not led by your thoughts, emotions, or other outside circumstances. It is in Christ and him crucified. That is it. He said, it is finished. The victory is won. The battles are not yours, but the Lord's. Stand strong on the rock, the living word, who is your King and Lord. Victory is imminent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we receive that, Lord.
Amen.
So we just have like a minute or so. And so just want to thank everybody for joining us. And it's pretty amazing day by day, not knowing what the Lord's going to do. You know, his plans and purposes are so much greater than what we think, or you know, what we try to plan out in ourselves. So I just encourage you to draw near to him, because the word says, you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you.
Yes.
And get in the game, get in the race, get back in the race. Mm-hmm. Just leave things behind. Easier said than done, but leave it behind so that you can finish your race, and that you can be an active part of the kingdom, and you know, be part of all the great things that the Lord is going to do.
Yes,
because we are looking for those miracles, signs, wonders, mm-hmm. in both in the heavens and in the earth and everywhere else we're going to see them. Mm.
But like Nanette was saying, look for those little daily things that God is doing. Open your eyes to see His goodness all around you. And that comes with praise and thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Praise and thanks opens up, you know, your ability to see.
Yes.
So God bless everyone, and we will see you next week.
Search my heart.